Blog Talk Radio.
6 Degrees is another fine show brought to you by Law of Attraction Radio Network. It has been discovered that we are all connected by just 6 degrees of separation. Somehow, some way, we just need to open up the dialogue to see where our connections lie. Welcome to the 6 Degrees Show with your host, Anthony Bryce.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, and good night. This is Anthony Bryce, the host of 6 Degrees. 6 Degrees is about connecting, and we are all connected. Somehow, some way through the dialogue, so essential connections are revealed. And today on 6 Degrees, we have Elena Lynn Lieberman. With steadfast commitment, Elena Lieberman has devoted 2 decades inspiring others to realize inner growth through the transformational process of assessing the Akashic Records. Her sensitivity to internal spiritual forces that shape all physical reality has afforded her widespread public notice. She has appeared on national and local broadcast media throughout North and South America. Elena has personally taught and mentored several generations of teachers through her Akashic Records classes. Since that time, a number of authors and institutes have developed from the early classes she taught throughout the USA, Argentina, and Curacao, is that the Dutch Antilles. As a trained vocalist and actress, she places great emphasis on centering in the creative power surging from the divine. Her true artistry lies in awakening others to the magnitude of the gifts held within the sanctity of the heart world. This is Elena Lieberman. Elena Lieberman, this is the world on 6 Degrees. How are you tonight?
Well, I am absolutely fabulous. I am so thrilled to be on this evening, and I know that we are absolutely all interconnected because the Akashic Field is the underlying unified field that runs through all there is. So everything is in it in one beautiful field of essence, the underlying substance. So we are definitely all connected.
Absolutely. You know, I kind of felt that there was a truth to the show when we first started doing it. You know, Elena, it was 4 years ago today that I did my first show. And I found it profound that you are the one to host, excuse me, I'm hosting it, to be the guest on my 4th anniversary show, and I'm honored and privileged that you're here. Before we get into our dialogue, could you direct the listeners to your website so they can kind of peep in and out of your world while they're listening to the podcast?
I'm very happy to do that. My website is www.dynamicmanifestation.com. That's dynamic, dynamicmanifestation.com. Dynamic Manifestation.
Great. Akashic Records, Elena, you know what? I want to know a little bit about you first. You know, where did you grow up?
I grew up in a suburb of Chicago known as Highland Park. And my home was very blessed to be very close to nature, and we honored beauty and natural things. We honored design. And most of all, I had a family that put a lot of emphasis on creativity and the spirit behind it, and the inner influences that enhance all of creativity. And I have, in everything I do, I have loved this about my family. And I think it set the platform for my pursuits in later life. And I'm very grateful for this. and all that it's done, and all of the recognition I give to so many people when I see the great beauty of their thinking and their feeling and their gifts that they bring to the world.
Illinois, you know, we are all connected. I spent a lot of my formative years in Chicago as well, so it's amazing. Your book, The Principles of Dynamic Manifestation, as received through the Akashic Records, I found it interesting that you receive material through the Akashic Records. First and foremost, what is the Akashic Records?
You know, the Akashic Record is actually the recording of all existence in a unified underlying field running through all there is. It is known as a spiritual archive of all things that exist in a subtle landscape of being. In the Aquarian Gospel of Jesus the Christ, which was actually written by the Theosophists, this Akashic Record, this is what it states, this Akashic Record is of such exquisite fineness that even an ether anywhere in the universe registers an indelible impression in it. That's how subtle it is. The unified field is composed of akasha, which is a Sanskrit word for the energetic substance from which all life is formed. The Akashic Record is referred to in every major spiritual teaching, including both the Old and New Testaments. And an example of that is the Book of Life in the Old Testament. And it is also held in very high esteem in the Hindu tradition. So it is considered to have the key that emerges to unlock spiritual growth and development. And it has the potential to transform life through profound insights for those who seek this kind of inner direction.
You know, it just kind of makes sense, Elena. I'm tearing your name up, ain't I?
That's all right. A lot of people, that's all right. I know who you mean.
What is it, Elena or Elena?
Elena. Elena.
Elena, just like it's spelled, Elena. Elena Lieberman.
Yes.
You know, it just makes sense, Elena, because there's a continuity to the growth of the self, for example. You know, I was a little bitty baby at one point in time in my mommy's womb, and now I'm still a little bitty baby in the world. However, it's 46 years later, but there's a substance of myself that I can refer back to that's undeniable. And you know, since our consciousness or whatever it is that is us is, I guess, energetic in nature, there has to be a substrate or a something that links it all, and that's what you refer to as the Akashic Records.
Well, when we talk about an individual, like a baby or ourselves, we talk about the Akashic Record of that soul, which is a little different. The Akashic Record of the soul is every nuanced thought, word, feeling, and all the actions that imprint in a primordial energy field that's generated by the soul of that person. So it's a little bit, it's more specific. It's more about a person. And in the work that I do, that's really where my concern is. Because when someone comes to me for a consultation, we actually use a sacred prayer to access the underlying essence and begin to question that beautiful flow of divine energy that is being expressed through all their actions, their feelings, their thoughts, what they create, who comes into their life. So it's very much at that point about the Akashic Record of that individual soul.
Okay, that's making more sense. It really, really does. I'm trying to help. There's so many new listeners out there, and I'm trying to help them, and of course myself, get a really firm grip on this concept of the Akashic Records, because it really is the underlying essence of all that is, or it is the underlying essence of all that is.
It's the underlying essence of all that is, And it is the very subtle vibration that is emanating. It's like an underlying tone. I use the term tone a lot in my book, or orchestration. It's as if there is a current, a divine tone running through us. And that is often called the divine sound current. That is very much our identity. It's like a signature that runs through our soul. This is our essence. This is our underlying substance that is coming directly from the divine. And not only that, it will produce every level from that place. And one of the fascinating things about the Akashic Record is that it not only records, it also creates. Because this Akasha is the primary substance where spirit infuses into matter to become form. So those frequencies can be used to actually create beautiful art, music, as the soul is moving in us. The Akasha is used actually to create beautiful expressions coming from the soul.
I got it. Oh, my goodness. While you were talking, it was just like a flashbulb went off. So my body, my individuated consciousness, is kind of like specifically constructed to tune into the frequency of all that is me.
Yes. Yes, and that's an amazing thing. Yes.
Yeah. So it's now I got it. So we're all, thank you. So you're able to, like your book, The Principles of Dynamic Manifestation, and I really love your title, The Principles of Dynamic Manifestation, you're able to receive information through the Akashic Records. How is this possible?
The book was written basically when I had said the prayer and received information. A lot of the book came from my sleep state, actually. I'd wake up with these downloads, so to speak, of information and feeling. But then I would open the Akashic Records with our sacred prayer process, and I would write. And what really came through were the principles first, and then various processes, and then the recollection of certain clients, which I combined with my own life. So everything is true to make a composite type of client, because people, everything is confidential in our work. But everything came through the level of the records. And in fact, the entire book is basically a parable, in a sense. It's symbolic. It's a symbology of this flow. And one of the main qualities of the book is that the old paradigm that spirit is separate from material, is separate from endeavors, all of this, the worlds are separate, is an illusion. One is built and mirrors the other. As spirit comes through, it is expressed through layers of symbology. And once we see it as spirit, we can unite it with a greater living manifestation from the divine, just the way the divine is absolutely saturated through our being. We don't distinguish our material body from the workings of God, but God is working through us at every single moment, never leaving us, always loving us by giving us life. And that is the underlying model and motif that one manifests from.
Oh, that's really nice. You know, I've heard that. My grandmother used to tell me, and, you know, I've grown up kind of really trusting and having faith that God is working through me. You know, but at the same time, in your book, you mentioned that we're inextricably linked. And I kind of have, you know, I did a lot of meditation getting ready for you, Elena. And it's, you know, after reading your book, I had another one of those little vision things. And I kind of saw myself and my self-perfected, I guess, coming in union and then splitting apart, coming to union and splitting apart, and kind of like a two bubbles coming together and then spreading apart, coming together and spreading apart. It's kind of hard to explain, but that's, I don't know what that all meant, but it's kind of made me feel as if what you were explaining in your book is so, you know, we're not separate from the divine, but at the same time, we are. Does that make sense?
Yes. It's a question of where you focus your consciousness. And when you're able, there are moments of great clarity where you're able to, you use the image of a bubble, you're able to rise up to this level of a bubble and look at other aspects of self as a creation from that bubble. The bubble is your spiritual home. And in meditation, and also in the work in the records, it's to have a sense that you let go and go home. You let your consciousness sink deeply into this bed of love, which supports you at all times. And some of the insights that happen is through elevation or an ascended consciousness, is that when people look down from the ascended consciousness, they view their incarnations or even their present day, everything as a creation, and they can then see that they're holding in a much higher place, and the creation is viewed as very rich, filled with love, but a smaller place, not the whole story. Whereas when we're in the creation, when you're in the incarnation, you think that's the whole world until you can lift out and move into this ascended view of unconditional love. Then you see everything as a marvelous creation coming from the soul.
Well, thank you. It was just an image. It just really kind of, I wanted to ask you that.
You are listening to your daily dose of well-being and inspiration on Law of Attraction Radio Network at loaradionetwork.com.
How does the Akashic Records, how does that differ from the Akashic Record of the soul?
We touched on that in that when we look at the Akashic Records, we're in general, we're looking at the unified field where all there is imprinted and inscribed in this landscape of being. When we look at the Akashic Record of a soul, we're tapping in through spiritual guidance to every nuance, thought, word, feeling, actions of that soul that are inscribed in this primordial energy. So if there's a consultation, it's not linear. It's not this happened next, this happened next. Instead, what we look at is the depth of where our focus needs to be, the underlying influences, something that will be key to what is an underlying cause of what's being expressed in daily life or in a past life. We look at heartfelt concerns because it's the heart, it's the energy and wisdom of the inner heart that is really going to dictate what manifests in our lives today. And if we block that heart in any way, what happens is it has a consequence. We feel less than whole, or we have other emotional reactions to that.
Oh, that makes so much sense. So it's kind of like the experience of opening your heart allows kind of like the great oneness to reveal itself while you become whole into yourself.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And one of the great things that we use for that is the process of grace, divine grace, that there are overlays that happen over the heart from a variety of reasons that are created. We may create them. And there comes a point where we're willing to let them go and forgive them these energy creations through our feelings, through what's going on that we feel doesn't support us, and we just let it come up. We give it over to God, and we receive a direct connection, an unconditional flow from the divine, and say, there's something vaster, even though God is inside of me, there is something vaster that can create well beyond what I have created. I am willing to let it go and receive of a new creation in a new way. I may not know what it is, but I'm willing to let go.
So, Elena, how is this practically applicable to my life? I mean, knowledge is great. I mean, I really want to be able to use this for an end purpose.
One of the challenges, for instance, is let's say something that makes a person angry. That's always a good challenge, because anger is a tremendous verifier. I mean, we really know when we're angry. When we're angry, we really can feel that. Now, anger does not elevate energy. It's strong energy, but it will not bring a person vibrationally closer to divine love until we let go of that in some way. We acknowledge the anger. We don't repress it. But when I say let go, something fantastic happens. If a person is even willing to let go of the anger a little bit, there is an equal amount or greater amount of love that can come in to fill that space, so to speak. Because you're talking about a capacity. The capacity is underneath the emotion. It's not the emotion itself. There is an underlying capacity, which is your true potential coming from the soul. That capacity is your real soul wealth. It's what your inner heart, your divine heart, creates. And it is huge, and it is forceful. It is what great insight, ascension, and wisdom is made of. And it's felt in the heart, the deep level of the heart, and it doesn't leave. It remains constant. It's not a high. It's not an emotional high. It's a consistent recognition of wisdom and love that will support you at every moment. That's what happens when the emotion is let go of, but understood that there is a big capacity under it. And you say, yes, this is how much I feel this feeling. This is how much, and how much can I feel the love and connection? That's how much and more. So it's very powerful.
Yes, I mean, I would even say that it's beyond feeling. You know, it's, you know, these, like I'm looking around this room right now, and there's different living entities, plants and animals and fish and whatnot, and they all have their own cells and their own environments and their own sense of and relationship with the divine. And it's just beyond feeling, Elena. It really is. You made mention in your book that of Dr. James Hart. He's a creator of the Bio Cybernaut Institute. Have you done any further work with him?
I personally did not work with him. How we came to know about him is that a former student of mine from early, when I was teaching very early on, has her own students, and one of the students went to work for Dr. Hart. Her name is Ann Jenkins. And they were working with the various brain waves, and she was in, she was, I guess, being studied. And he said, she entered into the, it has a, they're very definite, you know, when they do this research. And afterwards, he said to her, well, where were you? What happened? She said, well, I was in the Akashic Records. And he said, well, how do you know you were in the Akashic Records? And she said, well, because it feels the same way as when I went to the classes and said the prayer. And I recognized master, we work with levels of consciousness called masters, teachers, and Lords of the Records. And she said, I recognize that. So what we find is that there is a certain brainwave frequency in which we enter and hold the connection to the wisdom of the Akashic Records. And he found it out scientifically. We access it through a prayer. So there are different ways of working with it, but he has started to work with it. We may work with him in the future.
Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. So you did make mention a few times about the sacred prayer process. What is it specifically, and how does it differ from other processes?
I'm in a particular lineage. I was taught by a woman named Mary Parker, and I've been doing this for 20 years. She learned the prayer from a man named Johnny Prochaska about 25 years ago, and there's a marvelous story about how he received the prayer. He went up in the mountains in Mexico, and the story that she wrote, actually, says that the prayer was placed on the crown of his head in very fine very fine gold letters. And there was a whole process that went on, but then he taught her the prayer. Now, he taught her the prayer in English, so obviously it was in another language. And at this point, as our teachings grow, our prayer has been translated back into Spanish, and we have a very large Spanish-speaking community that use this prayer. But the prayer itself is very interesting because, number one, the prayer allows you to key into the Akashic Record and hold the vibration. So you're holding that space and that frequency. The prayer has five remarkable and distinctive levels of alignment. It calls forward a shield of protection, which is love and truth. It fully attunes to the greater consciousnesses who protect and are part of the Akashic Record field of energy. Not only that, it allows the levels of consciousness to align with the process, and it activates the neutral observer who brings the inner teacher into focus. So there's, and the energy goes through the crown and is held very deeply in the heart. And as I have had experiences where my heart expanded so much, it ached in the front, in my back, and in the front. And I just held that energy, and it just seemed to expand. There was, it felt like so much love and humanity and insight was going on that, fortunately, I was actually teaching with someone. I was just holding that energy for people to enter into their own understanding and process in a classroom setting. So it was really amazing.
That is amazing. Absolutely.
So I just want to add that what the prayer really changed is different from your normal waking consciousness. So you really have a different... It's very neutral. You have a very unconditional, neutral viewpoint of what's being brought forward. It's very loving. It's in neutrality, and it's very different from your intuition or what you normally think.
Okay. There's. So how did you know this was for you, though? I mean, it's...
It's very funny. I attended 20 years ago the seminar at the Bismarck Hotel in Chicago, and it was a two-day seminar at the time. And between the first and second day, when I went home after the first day, I came from a loving family, but I had never experienced this kind of love before. It was as if everything was filled with light. And I said that night, this is for me. This is what I want to do. I have never experienced this, and I can go back and experience it again and again, and I get information that's so uplifting and understanding.